It could mean sexy, or wealthy, or charming. In this book, good means what it meant to the Romans. A good man is someone who is moral, who does the right thing by his brothers and sisters. Wealth may come and go, and sexiness is in the eye of the beholder. You should only worry about those things over which you have control. You are your own master, and no one else's. Act accordingly. If you are not a good man and not displaying your best self, if you are deceitful, spiteful, or selfish, no lasting good can come of it. No woman you could ever win over will stick by you when she finds out you are not as good a man as she thought. The fundamental trick of dating is, after molding yourself into the man of tomorrow, is to be confident enough to show it to the woman of your dreams. It's no good being superhuman if you don't let her know it, but that's okay. If you might find that hard, even Clark Kent needs a push now and then to get out of his comfort zone when it comes to the opposite sex. This book will show you how to make hard decisions and take the right actions to become the man of tomorrow. The benefits of this book. This is not a book about sex or how to get as much of it as you want. This is not a book about picking up women. Men have been writing books for decades about the art of picking up women. An entire industry has been built around coaching men into using the right lines and the right techniques to chase women. These techniques usually amount to little more than asking hundreds of women out and getting rejected over and over again until you no longer fear rejection, giving you confidence. Confidence built through constant rejection is a fragile thing. I won't ask you to go out and ask women out over and over again to desensitize yourself to rejection. Confidence is incredibly important when attracting women. Of course you'll need it. Women want it, but punishing yourself is not the way to build it. Confidence should be earned through positive actions and making genuine improvements in the way you live and look at your life. This book shows you how. First, we take a trip through the landmine of female psychology and help you to understand how women work, what they want, and why they want to chase you. Then, we move on to working on you, with advice on cultivating the kind of lifestyle and behaviors that will turn you into the kind of man women want. Spoiler: women want to be with good men. Then, we'll look at a couple of potential hurdles, including how to attract women if you're not particularly good looking yourself. Spoiler: it's completely possible. And what to do if you find yourself in the dreaded friend zone. The later chapters focus on how to keep that special lady once you find her, with a chapter on different kinds of relationships, and finally, some advice from a woman who has seen it all about sex. By the end of this book, if you follow the short exercises and really put your mind to making positive changes in yourself, you will earn greater confidence. It will be confidence built not on punishment, but on real change and on real strength of character. You can be a better person, one more deserving of female attention, and one who can find genuine, long-term success in love. This book will also dispel some of the harmful myths about women, the dating process, and long-term relationships. It will argue against entitled and dangerous concepts such as the friend zone. It will help you to look at the darkest parts of your own character and really examine what it is you want from women around you. This book represents an opportunity for change, which, for millions of men out there, can't come soon enough. The blight of loneliness is a strong, destructive force in the lives of men. It can lead to bitterness and contempt, even anger. And these negative emotions change your behaviors and your thinking, trapping you in a vicious cycle of loneliness and isolation. This book represents an opportunity for change, which, for millions of men out there, cannot come soon enough. Life is too short for all of that. You need to change now. The War on Masculinity. Masculinity is, in the current cultural climate, a very dirty word. You rarely encounter it without the prefix toxic. Discussions of campus rape culture, the patriarchy, male privilege, and toxic masculinity are prevalent in the media between professionals and dominate social media between various angry groups. The American Psychological Association, APA, in 2019, even issued a report claiming